Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Oh, like, we're done with that. Do they even do Kiss Cam at the Warriors game anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Ritter, you out there?
They not
do?
Every game.
Not every game.
I don't think they do it every game. I've seen them do it, but not
you
every
gotta
game.
You got to do it in spurts. They kind of jumped the shark there.
So, like, what? But what is it? When the lights come down, that's at
no,
the end?
That, no.
Because I kind of like the cable car thing. When the lights
I still
down,
like take,
and the whole
I still like
singing.
Take me out to the ball game. I'm a sucker for that.
No, I love that part too.
They'll do the paddleboard races out in the cove, and you see guys like push each other. You know when they're doing that. That kind of you know gets people sort of paying attention.
I don't know.
It's pretty eh.
Eh. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the Free Odyssey app. Laura Britt's going to join us in 20 minutes, but right now. I got a little fun rendition.
What's that?
Of King of the Hill. Oh, give me the music. Give me the music here. Yes, I love it. I love it. So we usually do the top eight players in the top eight teams in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Right out of Warriors or whatever. But Lubman threw a fun idea at me. Lubman goes, you know what? You should do the most hated players
all time
for Warrior fans,
or current.
Not all time for current
Ooh,
players.
I like this.
Most hated players.
I like this.
And so we're gonna go top seven this week. And so number seven. Most hated players at Warrior. Most hated Warrior.
Kevin Durant.
No, not Kevin Durant.
Well, this is number seven.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
Number seven.
Well, now it's 35.
Now it's 35 again. So the opposing
Mickey
players.
Mantle.
Times it. Players we just John can't stand.
Elway.
We just can't stand them. Number seven is Kyrie Irving. Warrior fans, and I think it has more to do with Game 7, 2016. Because when Kyrie Irving comes
this
to town,
low.
We fear him. Kyrie Irving is low? You think he's low?
I think this is low, but keep going. It's
all
your
right,
list.
Right.
It's your list.
Kyrie Irving, you guys can chime in on this.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving, number seven.
Wow, I mean, who could be the top six if Kyrie's seven?
Number six, Trae Young. Because I think a lot of people...
Trae Young over Kyrie?
A lot of people get ticked off when they say, well, Trae Young at this stage of his career was better than Steph, and he tried to be a Steph imitator, and he's shooting threes, and, oh, he's a better passer at this stage, and people can't stand... This is my list. This
okay,
is my list.
Okay.
So Trae Young, I got Trae Young at number six.
I'm shocked already. Keep going.
Number five. James Harden, who we'll see tonight.
What?
He's low, right? Very, very low. James Harden, we couldn't stand him, but we haven't seen him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We may never see him in the playoffs ever again unless it happened in the NBA Finals. So I have James Harden at number five all those years with the Houston Rockets. Remember, I should have won the MVP. It's not fair with Steph. They changed the criteria. I'm better than Giannis. All he does is run a jump, blah, 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 blah. James Harden, number five. Number four. Maybe a little low, but it's CP3.
Gosh.
We can't stand this guy.
Gosh.
He's an irritant. We can't stand him. Eric Gordon on somebody's list. That's funny. Chris Paul. I mean, enough said, right? CP3, Lob City. Steph ended him. And what did Steph say a couple weeks ago? This ain't 2014 no more. We ain't in 2014 no more. Chris Paul, we still cannot stand him.
A lot of point guards on this list.
A lot of point guards. All right. Number three.
Number three.
Luka Doncic.
I think this is... good. This is good.
I mean, we just did the show the other day. People can't stand Luka. Cannot stand him. Luka Doncic, please. Number three on the list. Number two. LeBron James. Warrior fans can't stand him. I know you love him. Cannot stand him no more.
Why do you say I love him?
I used to be team LeBron, too. Trust me. I used to love LeBron James.
His hair is thicker now than ever.
And he's with the Lakers and the way he...
There's been performance enhancements done on that hair.
No, there's no doubt about that. LeBron James, number two. Warrior fans hate him. I hate him.
All right.
Number one is obvious, right?
Number one.
It's Dylan the Villain. Dylan Brooks. Come on. He thinks he owns real estate in the minds of the Warriors. I own real estate in San Francisco is what he said last Saturday.
Yeah, well, I mean, he
talks about, I want Klay Thompson.
Must be broke.
Remember before Christmas? Yeah, I got Klay Thompson. He's been talking a lot. I got Klay. And Klay cooked him on Christmas Day. Said he wants the Warriors in the playoffs. He broke GP2's elbow in the Western Conference semifinal. He broke the code. Dylan the Villain, number one on my list. So number seven, Kyrie. Number six, Trae Young. Number five, James Harden. Number four, Chris Paul. Number three, Luka. Number two, LeBron. Number one, Dylan the Villain.
Can I suggest, and we can have just a conversation about two others, Marcus Smart?
Yeah, but he got cooked in the finals. We don't care.
Yeah, but he crashes into people.
Yeah, he did. I mean, a lot of people thought he hurt Steph Curry.
And then can I throw another one at you?
Yeah.
This is my personal, he's way higher than Trae Young on my list. Kyle Lowry. Can't stand Kyle Lowry.
I like Kyle Lowry because when he's on the floor, he can't guard Steph.
A last one, Danny Green.
Because of the Klay injury.
And a lot of other things. Dellavedova at a time. People would.
Dellavedova at a time. Tristan Thompson at a time.
But not now. Danny Green.
Kawhi Leonard on that list at all?
No. I respect.
Yeah, I like Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I respect.
He's low maintenance, doesn't say anything, and he calls.
Dude, Zach Collins on that
list? He's a Terminator. No, because Zach Collins is done.
And nobody? The only one I have a problem with is Trae Young.
All right.
I just don't
That's fair. I just heard a lot of people try to, catapult him on the list, and oh, man, he's better than Steph.
An official on there. I would have put maybe, I don't know. Tony Brothers.
Well, we would be going to 15. Mark Davis, Tony Brothers, a.k.a. Catfish, Gucci Man, a.k.a. James Williams, Scott Foster, Zach Zarba, Natalie Sago. Can I stand Natalie Sago? She's not a good ref whatsoever.
So Tom Haberstroh, who also works for Metalark.
Does he now?
Yeah.
He's jumped around.
Everybody's on Metalark.
He's been set hopping.
Yes, agreed. So Tom Haberstroh said that he's heard from executives across the league. I don't know what that means, but I'm just telling you what he said. The officiating is so bad and so horrible. Every single team around the league is fed up with the officials, and they are going to have some sort of come to Jesus moment with the commissioner this offseason. Something is going to change. I don't know what that means. I don't know how they even go about doing that, but I know this has been a Warrior talking point throughout the year. This is not just the Warriors. Every team in the league is furious with officiating.
Wow.
It's
doesn't surprise me.
We're at an inflection point. And you said it in terms of the playoffs. You just wait until the first round.
We've seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
We've seen nothing yet.
And you didn't bring up my favorite ref, who actually is my least favorite ref.
Ed Malloy. Yeah, Ed Malloy. Ed Malloy's bad.
He's the worst.
Go, Ed Malloy!
No. We might need to play that in its entirety. More than Ed Malloy.
The fact that people know who Natalie Sago is a problem. It's a problem.
What were you saying, Spadoni?
I was going to say, Ed Malloy's haircut is the most egregious part of him.
He comes
flying across the court 75 feet away. It's not his call at all. No. Through hundreds of pounds of bodies, and he'll make the call, and then he'll stand there and then arrogantly just shake his head you did that.
Let me pull up the referee assignments. Let's see who's out there tonight.
Can we find the original full clip of the Ed Malloy thing?
Oh, you guys are in for a treat today.
Who is it tonight?
The crew chief for tonight's game.
Who is it?
Between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Golden State Warriors. Drum roll, please.
Mark Davis.
Drum roll. Give it to me, Spadoni. Tony Brothers is your crew chief tonight. Jason Goble, number 68.
I know him. I know him.
And then JT Orr.
I don't think I know him.
This game may last 3 hours. This is going to be... Oh, my God. Catfish is in the building. This is going to be bad. And this is what I'm talking about.
The fact that we know, we probably know what a dozen, the casual NBA fan knows what? Dozen? Half
Scott
a dozen?
Scott Foster.
officials.
Yeah, we know Courtney Kirkland, Eric Lewis, John Goble. I mean, James Williams, a.k.a. Gucci
Who's
Man, Mark
Earl
Davis.
Who's the Earl Hebner of the, remember Earl Hebner, the WWE official?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Earl Hebner right now?
I don't know.
Like, when I saw Earl, I knew it was big time pay-per-view right. event.
Yeah, well, Scott Foster.
My favorite was when Earl would get, like, Stone Cold stunned. He'd sell it harder than
sell
anyone.
Sell it. Oh, dude, he's
Earl
the
Hebner,
best.
Legend.
He's the best.
He might be my
best.
Favorite official ever.
But that's the problem. All these guys get finals games. Tony Brothers will get a finals game. Scott Foster will get a finals game.
What is that
Did
call?
You have the Mark Davis game?
How do they even determine this? Do they, like, pull it out of a hat? And, like, they give the call to Mark Davis, like, yo, we're calling you up. Like, yeah!
Dude.
He rips off his tearaway pants like he's coming off the bench, coming in.
I will say Gucci Man's not a bad ref, a.k.a. James Williams. You know who I'm talking about. He looks just like Gucci.
About. Yeah.
He comes in, he's got the cut, and they're calling him Gucci. Hey, Gucci, come on, man! But Tony Brothers, I watch him walk out the tunnel before a game. He walks out, and he's got the jacket up, and he's just mean-bucking. And I watched him, the last game, what game was that? I don't know, it was a few weeks ago at Chase Center. Jordan Poole, it was the Austin Rivers, Minnesota game, the Sunday. Austin Rivers sold the phantom elbow to Jordan Poole through, and Poole's like, what? And Tony Brothers walked on the court and looked at Jordan Poole. He wasn't even watching the action. He was staring at Jordan Poole, waiting for Jordan Poole to pop off. And you best believe he got a technical out of that.
Here's the Ed Malloy. This is the Atlanta Hawks game, I believe.
Mavericks, T-Wolves.
Mavericks, T-Wolves. All right, play this. This is the full Ed Malloy sound, my favorite of all time.
Oh, okay. Love on the left side. Foul. There was none called. Rubio off to Love. Oh, that's a foul! Love moved to his left on Marion. Sean had his hand out. He went right across the arm of Love. That is unbelievable. The referees are booed as they go off the floor. Brutal! David Guthrie is right there. He didn't have the guts to call it. Also, go Ed Malloy! Ball comes in the arms of D'Alembert. The horn sounds and the ball game is over. The Timberwolves are screaming for a...
You cannot tell me that that is not an all-time soundbite.
That is unbelievable.
Is that an all-time soundbite?
Didn't have the guts to call it the best part.
Dave Pins. Oh, my gosh, dude. I'm telling you, man. You guys have seen nothing yet. Oh, you know what? 559. Russell Westbrook over Trae Young. Yeah, that's probably a good one. That's probably a good one. I probably left under Trae Young on the list. Russell Westbrook's good, but I got love for Russell Westbrook now.
I everybody's feel bad for
Russ. Yeah, everybody's beating him up. Now he's playing well with the Clippers. All right. Laura Britt coming up, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy.
Bonte Hill and Joe Shasta. Take it away, Bonte.
Let that ride a little bit. I want to hear from Dave Benz again, a former play-by-play voice of the Minnesota.
Go, Ed Malloy!
Didn't have the guts to call it.
That's on television. That's on television. These referees are terrible. Tony Brothers and I, folks. Good luck. Good luck watching this one. Sixers Warriors, but let's pivot a little
bit. We need NBA official trading cards.
We do. We should.
Could you imagine that?
I could imagine that. It's a great concept. Dude, people will buy them.
Come on, dude.
Frame them?
Come on.
What if Laura Britt had a trading card? Would people buy that? What would it say on the back of the baseball card? What would her average be? From last season to a Giants pre and post. Was she back? 350?
Well, 313? Triple crown winner for sure.
Triple crown? Ted Williams?
The host with the most.
Yeah.
The best mom in the Bay Area.
There you go.
And I would also say the most level-headed Giants analyst that I know.
Probably.
You know?
Probably. Laura Britt, Joyce Roast. Once again, Laura, getting ready for another season. Back from Scottsdale, doing great work. Had a 5-hour dinner with Gabe Kapler. Was it 5 hours, 6 hours? You guys were there all night, huh?
It was a long dinner. I'm actually back in Scottsdale right now, though.
Oh, nice. Really? What's going on?
Yeah. We've got a big... NBC Sports is a big weekend where we host a bunch of people. And so tonight I'll be talking with Gabe Kapler and Farhan again in front of some of our crew that we bring out here and just some little chats. So we had an A's night last night, a Giants night tonight, and then we're going to go to the game tomorrow and hang out. I'm really living a tough life.
I mean, where was the invite for us? I like Scottsdale. I like baseball.
I'm not going to lie. nicely, and I'm living my best life.
Oh, good for you. Well, let's start with Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi. Monte and I were having just more of a philosophical conversation regarding how the media, the fans, everyone reacts to the three different teams that are the big three here, Giants, Niners, Warriors. In your estimation, do you think that the Giants, by the fans, the media, etc., it's a full bucket here, are they treated different, or maybe we're less critical of the Giants than maybe the other two teams?
So I'll scoot you back a few steps, because I get this question in regards to
Let's try to get her back.
Yeah,
connections breaking up a little bit. We'll try to effort that. Interested to hear what Laura has to say about that. Opening day next Thursday. We got Sixers Warriors. I'm really excited for the Sixers game. I'm actually really excited to see Tony Brothers.
What are you wearing tonight? You wearing some 76 inspired J's or what?
I don't know. I never decide until I get out the shower when I'm ready to go to Chase Center.
And how does that work? Do you put out your own thing, or do you?
I'm like, Anna, what you think about this?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. I need all the help.
Michelle always goes like, and there's some days she's like, yeah, I'll help you. And other days she's like, no, I don't have time for that. I'm worried about what I'm wearing.
She usually helps me a lot.
Does anyone really have a choice?
Exactly.
She usually helps me out a lot. So, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, she looks at the ties. Wear that one. Like the other outfit the other day.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I like that outfit. Try this shirt.
Yeah. You haven't worn that baby blue or powder blue suit.
I had a little blue. I'm saying
like the one that you have in the commercial. I haven't seen you wear that outfit in a while.
Got to wear that for the playoffs. It's been raining.
Yeah.
That brings sunshine. I've been going gray.
I really like your khaki, because I have one of those too. Yeah. Your khaki top coat. Technically, I consider that a top coat. Peacoat's more like stops at the thighs area.
A top coat, yeah, I do like that.
No, it's really nice.
Makes you feel like a mobster.
Yeah, you look phenomenal.
Does it make you feel like a soprano?
Well, you look like Johnny Sack from New York.
Yeah, I do like that jacket.
I know.
I like all those jackets. I like four of them. Laura Britt's back on the air.
I have like four
we're
of
back.
Them.
Yeah,
gray, light gray.
All right,
we're back.
I'll rephrase the question. Do you think the Giants are covered differently than the other two teams, the Niners and the Warriors?
Yeah, so I get the question, but I do think it's hard to compare any other sport to Major League Baseball. And that's not a cop-out on the question. It's just a totally different beast. When you're talking about 162 games compared to 17 or, 82, it's just a different beast when you're talking about Major League Baseball. It's a long game. You've got to wait for players to develop. It's just a lot more investment in baseball than it is in other sports. Not saying that the 49ers don't have a rich history or the Warriors. I mean, you have to be very patient. It's not like you can determine within the first 10 games of the season what the team's going to be. It takes time and it takes investment. So yes and no, they're covered differently and they're felt differently. It's a different feel for fans because of the essence of baseball. So I'm not trying to cop out of the question.
It's fair.
I just, you know what I mean? I mean, you guys know, you know that watching baseball and being invested in baseball is so different. I went to a few Niners games this year and obviously covered the team. Those games, when I was hosting those shows, we even cover it differently. It's just so much more weighty for each and every game. So I get it, but going back to a conversation you guys were having a bit earlier, I was tuning in to the Morning Roast.
Thank you.
Wow, all the way from Scottsdale. Show. Damn,
this is
Odyssey
the
app.
First lady of
downloading
the
Odyssey app. There you go. This is what happens when you download the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
I was watching on YouTube, but either way, like the Giants hat, Dasky.
Thank you.
But going back to the conversation you guys were having earlier about the in-game experience, I think this some of the best ballparks, one of the best ballparks in all of Major League Baseball is Oracle Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They are missing that flair. There's a flair missing. Mm-hmm. And I went back and one of the most fun stories last year was Edwin Diaz's narco interest music with
Timmy Trumpet.
I went back and watched it after you guys were talking about that and I was hyped.
Exactly.
You can't manufacture that, so it has to be created naturally. So not saying we can maybe if we put our three brilliant minds together this morning on the Morning Roast, we can come up with something. But they've got to have something like that where it gets everybody hyped to go to a game. And it's got to be more than just food. It's got to be more than just the ballpark, because the ballpark is one of the best.
It is.
There's just this, like, magic sauce that's missing.
Mm-hmm. Even when Camilo Doval came in a couple years ago, he came in with the beat coming in hot. And it was banging, and the beats were blaring. And then last year, they switched it up, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. Also, the replay system. But also, Laura, if you were listening, you probably heard my disappointment about Casey Schmidt, and I started off with the big league club. Look, they have a lot of veterans. I think the Giants will be better than last season. But it is a bit disappointing to me that Casey Schmidt, after turning the cover off the ball in spring training, it's going to start in Sacramento instead of starting at Yankee Stadium. Are you a bit disappointed in that?
You know, I trust the process, and I don't think that it's going to be, I mean, you're going to see him. You'll see him at some point this season. So I think that it's just a wait, and then I'll have something exciting to talk about in a month or two.
Right.
The Giants on our broadcast. So yes and no. I mean, I try not to get too high. Shasky said I'm the most even-keeled Giants person that covers
the
team.
You are. Trust me, you are.
I meant that as a badge of honor.
No, it is.
Because we're irrational. We're nuts.
So I have to bring you back down to reality, Shasky. That's my role.
Exactly.
So I just try and stay pretty even-keeled. That was something that I think I learned last season doing a full baseball season. Because, you know, I dabbled with the Giants and the A's before when I was covering the Niners full-time. But you've got, it really is, it's kind of the mindset of baseball players, how they don't get too high on a win, they don't get too, you know, low on a loss. Although I will say, if there's a really good win, we get pretty excited on the postgame show.
Yeah. Well, we saw Carlos run around after Arizona Diamondbacks win.
Exactly. I mean,
like, Carlos piped out, dude, it's May, it's Diamondbacks, but, you know.
You got to dial it back just a little bit. Yeah, listen, I cannot reel in Carlos Ramirez. He's on his own planet. So I try and you know, in,
but you got that right.
I can.
So Laura, like, I think you reference football when you're covering the team, like blocking and tackling. It seems so basic, yet we never break it down, right? Like, can you block the opponent and run the ball well and protect for your quarterback? Can you tackle the opponent behind the line of scrimmage and in space? Like, those aren't things that are sexy, but there's, like, such the meat and potatoes of the sport. Like, when it boils down to essence. Do I think the Giants are going to hit this year? Yes. Can they field, and will they have enough pitching? Like, I think that those are the two biggest question marks that I have on this team, and I'm really worried about those elements. They were horrible, you know, defensively last year. They ran out of pitching, I feel like, at times in 2020 and in 2022. Do they have enough of either one of those elements?
Oh, I think they've improved on fielding. I mean, right, Chowski? They've improved this season on fielding. That was a focus, especially in the outfield.
The outfield, yes. I would agree outfield, but like third base, Longoria, when he plays, was a really good defensive third baseman.
Yeah, but he was on the team last year when they had
he missed
really
a
bad
time.
Defense.
Yeah.
So I think that there's an improvement there, and you've got younger guys that are looking to prove themselves, and I get that, you know, they're not Brandon Crawford. They haven't seen everything. So it's going to, I don't think it's going to take some time. I think there's an improvement there. I don't think you're going to be as disappointed as you were last season with the fielding. I think that's gotten improved. And then one of their big focuses this season was on pitching and on the pitching staff. I think it's an up and up on both of those. And if anybody, I've been watching the chat, and some people, you know, I'm not as familiar with some of your roasters. So, hi. I host all the Giants coverage on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Well, they know.
But
they know.
Well, some of them, I see some new people, so I just want to make sure
good job. Yeah.
You know, that we're bringing in the new listeners.
Laura's doing our job for us.
I mean, the best. Exactly.
This is why you're a professional and we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why we're just holding a seat for you. Farhan's idea to Giants. Go ahead. Go finish up, Laura. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I think with the pitching staff, you know, closing games was a problem last year for the two.
They've
shored up the bullpen. Because what was so disappointing last season, definitely the fielding. I mean, that's just a...
It was so bad.
That's the biggest bummer when there's just a routine ball and somebody doesn't catch it. It's so frustrating as a fan, too, watching, I imagine. As a host, it's frustrating for us, too. You want those plays. Those are everyday plays that need to happen. And even some of the ones that aren't, you expect Major League Baseball players to be able to make those, right?
Mm-hmm. Laura, let me give you a quick slogan. This is the Shasky family slogan, on or off the diamond at any point. Somebody just make a play. it's like just make a play.
That's how you feel. That's how you feel. But I think there is, it's going to be improved this year. There was a lot of focus on the pitching staff, yeah. And I think that closing out games is going to be better, because what was really frustrating last year is you'd get to the ninth inning, and it felt like 8 out of 10 games they were losing when they were ahead. So I think that you got to be able to close out games and make the routine plays. So I think if they can get that magic sauce at the park, which... We need a meeting of the minds.
At least they have crab fries. At least they, hey,
some breakfast.
They do have crab fries there. They do have crab fries at Oracle Park this weekend. So I mean, this season. So your boy may go to more than one game or more than two games this season. But Farhan Zaidi, he was speaking yesterday during the broadcast, Laura. And we are talking to Laura Britt, host on NBC Sports Bay Area, pre and post Giants. She's done some Dove Talk Live for the Warriors. Of course, we know on the Niners. Farhan Zaidi, what's your impression of him? And somebody asked us the question earlier. Can Farhan lead an organization? And we've been pretty disappointed with Farhan, to say the least. What's your impression on Farhan? And do you think this is a make it or break it season for him?
Yeah, I have a different view on Farhan because I do have, you know, face-to-face interactions with him. Some people get frustrated with him from the media perspective. He's actually a really great guy to talk to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Feel like I'm getting the workaround when I talk to Farhan, and maybe it's just because he's really good at what he does. But I really do feel like he's genuine when you talk to him. Can he lead? Yes, he can lead. I think the issue that fans have with him is how he decides to lead. There's a big problem before this offseason is that fans wanted the Giants to spend money that they have. They tried to spend money. So I think that story's old. You can't say that they won't spend money. They tried to. They had some really unfortunate situations, one big unfortunate situation, and then Aaron Judge, who apparently was never going to come to the Giants anyway, and wanted to stay with the Yankees. But with the Correa situation, they were trying to throw out money this year. So they're not scared to spend money, and this is where I'm going to, you know, bring everybody back down to reality. you don't want them spending bad money. I get that you want them to spend money and bring in a big-name player. They need that. They know they need that. The Giants know they need that. You don't want them to spend frivolously on somebody that's not worth it. You want to make sure that that money's going the right direction. And I think that's what's frustrating is now you've got to wait again.
Yeah.
And it is a 162-game season. So now you got to wait until October to find out, are we going to be in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes or not? Well, you've got to wait for that. And that's what's frustrating about it. But you don't want, think about the opposite. You don't want the Giants spending a ton of money on a player that's not worth it in 5 years, 7 years.
No, I hear you on that. I think the biggest problem, and it's been quite a while, they can't develop anyone and haven't developed anyone, so they're forced, because there's many ways to build a team, trade for them, develop from within, or sign free agents. They're forced to overpay, right? And like, and there's only so many guys that hit free agency that are worth that kind of money. So,
but what about Kyle Harrison?
We haven't seen him. I mean, we haven't seen him yet, you know? Like, who knows? I heard about Tim Alderson for, 4 or 5 years, and he never came to fruition. They ended up trading him away. But for every Alderson, there was one Bumgarner, right? So, like, we have to see. I don't know. And I guess that's where the optimism, right? So, like, Laura, you're asking, like, Joe, why are you optimistic this year? And Logan Webb, I want to see what he's got going. I want to see Doval. I do want to see this bullpen because I think that will be a strength of the team. And then eventually, I want to see Casey Schmidt, and I want to see Harrison. What are some of the things that make you optimistic and look forward to for this team?
I think it's going to be interesting to see how eventually Haniger, when he gets, you know, healthier, and Michael Conforto, how they need a little splash in the lineup. I'm interested to see how that pans out this season because that's going to be a big factor for the Giants. Defensively, I'm interested to see how that plays out, too. What gets me really excited for the team? I think it's going to be the whole picture of it. That's not a sexy answer. But, that's my realistic brain coming in. They're not proven. You know, this is not a proven crew. This is a really new-look Giants team. This is kind of an overhaul on the squad. So I'm not one to jump all the way in and say, this is going to be the greatest season they've ever had. You know, I'm realistic about it. You know, I don't, they might be right at what Vegas has them. What did they have them at? Like 82?
84, somewhere around 80, yeah, somewhere 82, between 82 81. And 84. I've seen all that.
I think the 85 win. Yeah. I'm right around 85 wins, considering how many teams aren't competitive in the NL at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Like, everybody's throwing out the Diamondbacks, and I don't think you can do that.
No, they're good.
No, they're legit.
I like their team. They got Corbin, and they got my boy Alec Thomas. They got ballers.
They got some boppers. Rojas. They definitely have some players. And I'm eager to see the Rockies and what Chris Bryant does if he is healthy. He basically didn't play last season.
Yeah.
But they always have hitters at Coors Field. Laura, we won't keep you too long. We've got to run here, but you're in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're so jealous. Mr. Britt, you left him with all three kids? How dare you, Laura? Right. Wow.
I'm living my best life. He's living his best dad life.
Mm. No doubt. Hey, we apologize to him. He came up short in the Doobie Awards this past year for the best freestyle.
Big bummer.
But he was really good. Maybe he could step his game up later on in the season. Laura, we'll see you when you get back. Always good to hear from you. And Giants baseball next Thursday, Yankee Stadium. You guys will be on the air early. Let's reel in Carlos Ramirez, though. Tell him to lay off the coffee.
It's going to be an hour-long pregame show, so be sure to join us on NBC Sports Bay Area. Oh. Also, Bonte, Shafty, lunch sometime. Let's do that.
We were talking about that in the studio.
Off-air, very quickly, I'm just going to throw this at you. Give this to Richie Aurelio when you see him. Shafty thinks that if Aaron Judge takes one freaking swing in the Yankee-Giants series, I'm going to blow my top off. He needs to be hit or intentionally walked or thrown at every single at-bat for playing us in the offseason.
No, hot take.
No, that's a real take.
Trust me, it's a loud take, but it's not a hot take, Laura. You know how Shasky feels about that. But Aaron Judge will hit two home runs, and we'll all enjoy it. Laura, take care.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Anytime. Laura Britt, of course, the host with the most, NBC Sports Bay Area, Giants pre- and post-game watch. She's a good dude. We were talking about lunch last week.
Yeah, let's do that.
She came. They did their preview show the day.
They were airing it the other day. Mm-hmm. It was Alex Pavlovich, and Carlos and Laura.
Yeah,
I was hoping that I would be on special assignment and, you know, have a little croon.
Yeah. Didn't happen, huh? I heard they called you.
Did they?
Hey, you missed a call.
No one called me.
Heard it went straight to voicemail.
That is a lie.
Street said.
You know I would have answered before it even rang.
Yeah, you answer every phone call.
I would have saw, like, ah, I got to get to that.
You either answer every phone call or decline right away.
Yeah, one or the other. Yeah, it is one or the other. It is one or the other. Because I always got earbuds in or something, you know?
Dusty Baker was on Real Sports. I saw a little snippet yesterday. It was funny. Brian Gumbel was interviewing him. He said, how many text messages did you get after winning that World Series? It was like 700, 800. Dusty was like, no, 1,500. Whoa. Imagine having to go through 1,500 text messages.
Whoa.
I mean, I still got 247 on my phone. I didn't even, half of it's group chats, of course, where you don't click in, but.
That gives me anxiety. So when I see my wife's inbox for all her, she's got like 15,000 in her Gmail. And I'm like, I don't even like, look, I need to see zero because I get crazy OCD anxiety. I'm the kind of guy that got cleaned out my closet and my dresser once every couple months to like reorganize everything just right.
Right.
I know that sounds like weirdo behavior, but like I don't, everything needs to have a proper place.
No doubt.
I get weird with that kind of stuff.
My Gmail, where am I at with my Gmail here? I'll just let you know because we talk about this. So my text message is 247. Gmail, I think it's over 1,000. And I try to keep it under 800.
Wow.
I try to keep it under 800.
Why 800? Why the 800?
Because there may be some old emails.
What are you doing with the old emails?
I don't know.
You can archive them. Right now, you can create folders.
I'm at 1,038.
That gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like major anxiety.
And my Yahoo's over 400.
Am I weird for saying that out loud? No,
some people are different. I like organized chaos.
So you're the Jeff Garcia of this particular organization.
Well, on the field.
Yes, on the field. My bad. I didn't mean it like that. I just wanted to clarify that
before people jump the shark. You know how we are quick with the Twitter fingers?
Yeah,
you just never know.
Hey, all right, so let me ask you guys around the room, because you brought this up organically. In terms of organizing, whether it's your inbox, your text messages, are you a... I leave a bunch unread, or are you, because I feel like that's in this era disrespectful to not get back to people. Like, at minimum, give me the laziest thumbs up or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When someone's like texting, or are you talking about like emails?
Both.
Well, yeah, emails, it could be whatever, because I get so much junk mail and stuff like that. So it's like whatever. We get all, well, in Odyssey, I feel like I get something that doesn't even like, don't get me started. Respectfully, don't get me started. But as it turns out, yeah, I'm a big liker. When they introduced the likes and the ha ha's and the exclamation on messages, I was like, this is a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to respond anymore.
Yes, no doubt.
This is great.
But there's an acknowledgement of, I saw this.
Yes, that's exactly
what
it is.
That's kind of the way I view
it. But it feels better than an okay. Like, if someone just texts back okay, that kind of feels dismissive for some reason.
What if I give you the K?
Oh, that's...
The K is the worst.
That's mean.
Is it?
Yeah, the K is the worst. Bad. I don't do the okay.
No.
I don't do the K. I love
thumbs up. Is that like saying to someone, all good, boss?
Thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
I do, dude. Hey, you guys are throwing too much information out there.
All right, love it.
Kind of blowing my cover here.
Do you get anxiety, or are you more like Bonte? You don't care at all.
No, I have a little OCD to it. I can't have a bunch of emails in there. I actually just a few minutes ago went through and just kind of mass opened a bunch of kind of like junk email. I don't want to say they're junk emails because I got a lot of Warriors media emails, Odyssey emails, Giants media emails. Like, I don't need to respond to those. So, you know, I don't like seeing the little notification.
Cleaning out the emails and not producing the show. Good to know. Matt Nahegan's listening.
Yeah, you know, multitasking. Well, there's, you know, some emails from the boss I got to check, too.
Just call him Eminem. He's cleaning out his closet.
Paul at 7-0.
That's a good one. I'm hitting the unsubscribe on all these emails.
Oh, I do either.
And then they don't unsubscribe.
No, they don't.
It pisses me off.
They don't. I get like 5 different emails from the Bay Area News Group all at the same time. It's like, dude, I just want to see the sports page.
Did you see about the Chronicle? They're not going to... First time in 150 years, they will not be delivering Chronicles. They're using either USPS or whatever, some other delivery
for the Chronicle trucks are not going to be out no more?
Will not be delivering to your house.
That's sad.
They're going to use some sort of secondary or, I guess, middleman.
That saddens me.
Isn't it?
I miss newspapers.
One of the oldest papers on the West Coast.
I know. I miss newspapers.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Reading newspapers... working for newspapers, writing it. It was nothing like having a newspaper. I remember my first byline in a newspaper article. It's like, man, this is so cool. It's sad, man. It really is sad. Now you got to read everything online. Tough business. Paul, San Mateo, what's happening? You're on the roast. Paul, you there?
Yeah. You got a copy?
We got you, Paul.
We got you. Because it's Friday, we'll allow it.
We got you, Paul. What you got?
Oh, that's okay. A foul!
Nahegan, Spadoni, Evan, Bonte, Shasky. I'm watching Colin Coherd on FS1. I'm curious what your opinion about that. People on TV in general with their weird opinions.
I'm convinced Cowherd's producers listen
to this
show.
Hold on, Paul. So you just called us.
Yeah.
I see Warriors Sixers are the catch.
Yeah.
But you just called us to get our opinion on what Colin Cowherd
I respect
does
it.
On TV or First Take
He's
and
trying
everything.
To produce the show.
Well, I have to change the subject because I'm going with the flow here. So
what was your subject? I'll hear it. Let's hear it.
No, Colin Cowherd, I want to see where this goes now. It's a Friday, Paul. You got the floor is yours.
Bonte hates him.
I think Cowherd's, I don't hate him. He has a shtick. He's wrong
it's
on a
scripted.
Lot. I don't think he watches the game.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So, how do you feel about his co-host?
Who's his co-host?
Jason McIntyre?
Well, it used to be Joy Taylor.
Yeah, no, Joy Taylor's gone. She's now doing a different show.
Yeah, with Shady McCoy.
Speak on FS1, yeah.
And he had Christine Leahy before that, and then she left. Jason McIntyre's whatever. Got a little Fortinball vibe to him.
So what else you got, Paul? Why? What do you think about them? That's the most important thing. You must not like them.
I'm very open-minded, and I respect your guys' opinion the most, so I'm...
Here's what I would say about Colin Cowherd.
Let me finish. Paul, keep going.
No, okay, all right. So I started out thinking about the Dubs. And
I go, Paul, I tried. It was a Friday.
I don't know what you were trying to salvage. I don't even know.
Let's get weird. I wanted to see how weird that was going to get.
So I'm convinced.
That was piquing my interest.
I'm convinced.
I know that everybody said Bonte should have been hung up on him. I try to be nice on a Friday, going into a weekend, good vibes. This guy calls an opinion about Colin Cowherd. Care less about Colin Cowherd.
Well, here's the thing. I think I have a tremendous respect for Colin Cowherd because his work ethic is phenomenal. And I respect anyone who grinds as hard as he does. That being said, I do believe he manufactures certain opinions that are inauthentic strictly for social media engagement because he understands the algorithms.
What was wrong with
Paul? I don't disrespect him. It's just it got a little predictable and tired.
Yeah, I put you onto that one.
But he has a lot of connections.
He does.
And he does have some really good content. And I appreciate kind of the format of his show and where he's at. Yeah. Like again, I don't have to love everything he does, but I think there are things that he does very well. Like, for example, driving a television/radio show and teasing ahead, I'm not good at that. I watch him, I'm like, damn, he's like, Willer's very good at that. In 7 minutes, we're going to talk to... And like, there's a guest that they might have on, and I'm like, man... I really want to hear this guest now the way Willard sold it to me. Like, I'm into it. There are things that I pick up from other guests, other hosts, excuse me, that I try to incorporate into my own skill set. Also realizing I'm nowhere near as good as them.
Drew Down, love me reading emails. Now's your time. Now's your chance, No Cap. Was that actually No Cap who called us? Cowherd, I just don't. I'm convinced Cowherd doesn't watch the games. I'm convinced it's all about the hot take, and I don't like that type of radio.
I'm with you.
He's gotten paid. He had a great career. I'm not mad at Cowherd. I'm not mad at him all. It's just not my cup of coffee.
The Levitard show. I don't enjoy every version of every podcast they put up, but they put out so much different stuff that you can kind of pick and choose what you like. Because I find him to be hilarious, the show hilarious, but also he's very... like, for example, he had his father on. They were talking about Cuba and the baseball World Series and the World Classic. And his father's from Cuba. Hearing his perspective on how Americans that are Cuban who left Cuba view Cuba, I had never even considered some of the things that they brought up. I would never get that perspective anywhere else.
Love, man. Get on the air for a second. When you scream Paul's call... What did he sound like?
Did not sound like No Cap. I mean, he sounded exactly like, he did not sound like No Cap. I don't think he was No Cap, but no, he got
no
on.
Cap is a caller
not,
call
not that No Cap, not that No Cap, but like, you know, he just seemed very, very nervous.
Maybe he was. I mean, you guys can be kind of intimidating to talk to sometimes, or maybe he was on hold for a while. Maybe he took a risk. Just
kind of struck out on that one.
Well, no. So I got him on the phone and said, hey, this is Paul and San Mateo. We called it the Maddie for some reason. So I don't know. Maybe that's the first red flag.
You called it the Maddie?
The Maddie or the Maddie.
Maddie-o?
The Maddie. I don't know. I never heard anyone call San Mateo that. But I was like, all right, Paul, what do you want to talk about? I was like, I want to talk about Dub Sixers tonight. And I'm like, okay, that seems like a very rational thing to want to talk about because, you know, the Warriors and Sixers are playing tonight.
Part of Dub Sixers? Like, do you at least get, 10 seconds of the take?
I probably should have gotten more of his tag. I figured, I'll trust him here, but that's the problem. I try to trust him.
I back Sam up on this because when I'm doing it, because now I do it 2 hours after the show for Steiny and Guru. So I'm like, I can't hear these people's entire takes because what happens is they start getting them through their entire take and then they blow their wad and they can't do it on air. I tell them that. I was like, all right, no. I was like, cool, put you on hold. And they keep talking. I was like, well, I put him down. So they're probably still talking to nobody, but I'm with Sam on this one. You can't listen to all these takes.
Well, I'm with David Douglas on YouTube.
What's that?
You know, Sam was just talking about cleaning out his email. He's in weekend mode. He's thinking about the dates he's got this weekend. What wine am I going to buy? What's my budget? Is it going to be a $20? Am I going to go $2 Chuck? Am I going $20? Am I going $25? I mean, Lutman.
He's still in spring training mode.
I don't know where his head at. I don't know where his head is at. All right.
I have a question for Fast Five at the end.
Oh, well, give it to us now because we only got 4 minutes left for the show. I was going to say, just give us your final thoughts on everything.
Oh, okay.
I know, what's your question?
Well, in the honor of me wearing this shirt today, what's your favorite card that you own, or maybe the first card, sporting card that you got that made you, appreciate a player or view things differently? Is there a card that you got in your life that was awesome?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
That was a very strange turn on the show, man. It's been a weird week, and I think it was appropriate to have that caller hit the week. Paul, you're always welcome to call. We love you, Paul.
He kind of shook me, too, a little bit. That whole call was weird.
Wait a minute. You guys, I wanted to see where it was going. Chassis like giving his full text. No. Let Paul just
trying to steam into the weekend, bro.
Oh, man.
I got nine at the cliff staring at me in the face. I got dinner tonight.
You going tight? Where?
What?
What you got staring at you in the face?
Well, I got a little. I'm working on the core today, and then after that, I'm gonna go to the cliffs and play nine.
Okay.
Get some swings and get ready for the Shasky Porter disasters next weekend. Yep. And then after that, we're going to Restoration Hardware for dinner.
Marin?
I think the one in the city.
You and Michelle?
Yeah, she's got it all planned. She's been wanting to eat there forever.
Wow, the one in Marin is pretty good.
I know, we went there the other day.
So you're going to Restoration Hardware twice in a week?
No, we went there the other day. We went there the other day, and I was wearing Adidas sweatpants, and she thought I was underdressed, so we looked around, and then we were like, yeah, and then we walked out because I took her shopping. It's a long story.
It's like a fancy restaurant. I don't know what this is. So explain it to me.
Insecure.
What kind of food?
I don't even know, but I got it. When you walk in, everything costs $15,000 in the bottom. Restoration Hardware stuff is very expensive. I was like, yeah, we're not wearing the right attire. And I felt, we didn't eject.
So shopping spree, Restoration Hardware. Now, I would have went in with the Adidas sweats. Hell with that. Say, it's the sweats.
I'm Bonte Hill. Give me your best.
Adidas is goated. Come on. Crucifix with it.
Do what you
get the chest down.
You're going to judge me on what I'm wearing?
You'll
screw
see
you.
The credit card slides.
This guy with the RH twice in a week, folks.
I didn't eat there, though.
You did the shopping spree. Quarter Madeira.
Some of the stuff
that ball's expensive.
It's so expensive.
This guy's rolling. Man, too hot. Can I borrow some money?
You gonna come to the Porter's disasters next
Saturday?
Weekend?
Yeah, maybe I'll try to get out the house.
You should come up.
I should come up.
A lot of barbecue.
Favorite card you ever owned, real quick, Bonte.
Oh yeah, favorite card.
Mine's not even sports related. Blastoise foil. Pokemon.
You know what?
I was gonna surprise people.
Reggie Roby, because I had 1,500 Reggie Roby Punicker with the one bar to Dolphins.
The all white.
I loved Reggie Roby. When he became a Niner, I was like, yes.
Okay, I'll give you mine. Denny's used to give out these hologram ones.
Oh, yeah.
Kent Herbeck, most Grand Slams in Twins history.
Wow, yeah, Kent Herbeck.
Kent Herbeck was badass.
Very underrated. Number 2-time 14. World Series champion.
Yeah.
Got it right behind Kirby Puckett. Come on, man.
Lutman, quickly.
It's probably a tie between the Ryan Howard rookie card I had once upon a time that I was convinced I was going to be able to retire on one day. And then I got a 1-up Spadoni on the Pokemon card. You had Blastoise. I got a holographic Charizard out of a pack when I was 6. And, oh, yeah, that's still locked up in a safe somewhere.
All right. And, well, YouTube, King Griffey Jr. baseball cards was the one. I never got a King Griffey. David Douglas, 1989, Topps Will Clark, kneeling arm on bat, eye black. That's pretty good.
That's such a great
96
one.
YouTube. I got 2 Joe Montana Irish cards at 4 Charles Woodson's. Tap in. I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, great week, Roasters. Been a lot of fun. We'll see you on Monday. Warriors Sixers tonight. Tony Brothers, your crew chief. Let's go. Steady Guru next here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.